وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy and rahmah on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you excel in his deen and in the khidmat of his deen. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we take the opportunity of discussing the Honorable Ummahatul Mu'mineen, and today we will be discussing the life of Hazrat Bibi Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen. Her name is Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Umm Hind is her kunniyat, Tahira is her title, and her father is Khuwaylid. Her lineage meets with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at a person called Qusay. Her mother's name is Fatima bint Zaida. For as long as the five salats were not made compulsory, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform optional nafil salas. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha used to join him as well. Ibn Sa'ad relates, Makatha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Khadija yusalliyani sirram ma sha'a Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha continued performing salah in secrecy until a certain time. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is one of those righteous women who had given up idol worship before prophethood. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claimed risalat and prophethood, she was the first one to accept him and believe in him. The strength and support which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Islam received from her are one of the most glorious pages from the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Hisham rahimahullah says, وَكَانَتْ لَهُ وَزِيرٌ صَدَقَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ. She was a true advisor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regard to Islam. She would personally tend to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and serve him. The Sahih Bukhari narrates, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, Hazrat Khadija is bringing something in a utensil. Convey my salam and Allah's salam to her. There are several narrations in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim wherein Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha's merits are mentioned. Some of them are Khayru Nisa'iha Maryam binti Imran wa Khayru Nisa'iha Khadija binti Khuwaylid. The most superior women in this world are Maryam binti Imran and Khadija binti Khuwaylid. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam was seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion when Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha happened to come by. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam said, Bashirha bi baytin fil jannah min qasmin la saqaba fihi wa la nasab. Give her the glad tidings of a house in paradise. This house will be made of pearls. There will be no noise in it, nor any hard work. Ummul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha had many children. She had two sons from her first husband, Abu Hala. They are Hala and Hind. From a second husband, Atiq, she had a son who was also named Hind. She had six children from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two sons who passed away in their infancy, and four daughters. Their names follow in sequence. Hazrat Sayyidina Qasim radiyallahu ta'ala an, who was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eldest son. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the kunniyat Abu al-Qasim from his name. He passed away in his infancy in Makkah Mukarramah. To Allah do we belong, and to Him is our return. Hazrat Zainab radiyallahu ta'ala an, she was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eldest daughter. Hazrat Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he also passed away when he was an infant. These two sons were born during the era of prophethood and were therefore known by the titles Tayyib and Tahir. Hazrat Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, then Hazrat Umm Kulthum radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and finally number six, Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. By Allah's will, it was only through Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's progeny spread in this world. Ummul Mu'mineen Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha was an influential and prominent woman of the Quraysh. She was well known for her intellect and farsightedness, noble character, and also her wealth. When she was widowed, she got married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was 40 years old at the time, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 25 years old. The hadith states that when he received revelation for the first time in the cave of Hira, then due to human constraints, he became terrified. He came home with his blessed shoulders trembling. He said to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me, cover me. She covered him, and when his trembling subsided, he related the entire incident to her and said, Laqad khashitu ala nafsi, I fear for my life. So Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha responded with absolute conviction and confidence in a forceful tone, Kalla wallahi, مَا يُغْزِيكَ اللَّهُ أَبَدًا إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحْمُ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلُّ وَتَكْسِبُ الْمَعْدُومُ وَتُقْرِ الضَّيْفُ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. Never, I take an oath by Allah, He will never disgrace you. You maintain family ties. You bear the burdens of others. You see to the needs of the needy. You are hospitable to guests, and you help in the problems and difficulties which are experienced in the path of the truth. From the manner in which Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha consoled Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this occasion, we learn that a person with good character and mannerisms saves another from harm and falling into calamities. Furthermore, Allah ta'ala bestows peace and tranquility by virtue of these qualities. This is why Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha said to him, Since you have so many good qualities and mannerisms, Allah Ta'ala will safeguard you against all calamities and difficulties in this world and in the hereafter. This also proves the high level of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala's insight, cognition, intelligence, farsightedness, and understanding. And why should she not possess such qualities? After all, she lived in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's company as his wife for such a long time. She was really the first person to believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She is unique and unparalleled in this regard. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha passed away in the month of Ramadan, 3 years before the Hijrah and 10 years after the prophethood. She was 65 years old at the time. She was buried in Hajun as Jannatul Mu'alla. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with her. The second of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, a very, very prominent personality, was Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha. Her name is Aisha. Siddiqa is a title. Ummul Mu'mineen is a title by which she was addressed. And her kunniyat is Ummi Abdullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to address her as Binta Siddiq, the daughter of Siddiq. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha enjoyed playing and jumping during her childhood. The girls of her neighborhood would gather and play with her, But she was mindful of showing respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam even during her childhood while playing and jumping. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam married Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha 3 years after the demise of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Some biographers are of the opinion that he married her in the same year and not after 3 years. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave some pertinent advice to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He made dua for her, the following dua on one occasion. He said, "Oh Allah, keep me alive as a poor person, make me die as a poor person, and resurrect me with the poor people." So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "Oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why are you making such a dua?" So he replied, "The poor shall enter paradise 40 years before the wealthy. Oh Aisha, do not send away any poor person without giving him something, even if it is a piece of a date. Have love for the poor and always be accommodating to them." Apart from these different moral words of advice, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would regularly teach her about salah, dua, and other aspects of Islam. She would learn all these things with much enthusiasm and practice on them firmly. When any child was born in Madinah Munawwara, he or she would first be brought to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to acquire her blessings. She would make dua for the child. A child was brought to her one day and he had a steel blade around his neck. So she asked, "What is this?" So people said, "The devils flee from a child who wears this." On hearing this, she removed it and threw it away. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us from superstitions. So do not do this. So we must be also mindful of such superstitions and innovations that are present in our times. So we should also try and give up these innovations, etc. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha's brother, Hazrat Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, came to her one day, performed wudu hastily, and was about to depart. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reprimanded him immediately, saying, "Abdul Rahman, perform your wudu properly. I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, the parts which are left dry in wudu will be punished in the hellfire." This shows the importance of caution when performing wudu. This is why Hazrat Muslihul Ummat, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Wasiul Asab Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, the level of one's salah depends on the level of the wudu. He was ever very particular about performing a complete wudu, that is, washing all the limbs thoroughly. He would then perform salah with the same thoroughness. Although Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wudu and salah were perfect, he used to make this dua: "Allahumma inni as'aluka tamam al-wudu wa tamam as-salah wa tamam ridwanik wa tamam maghfiratik." Oh Allah, I ask you for perfection in wudu and perfection in salah. I ask you for your total pleasure and your total forgiveness. Inshallah, we shall continue on the life of Bibi Aisha Siddiqa, one of the Ummahatul Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, tomorrow. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of honoring the Ummahatul Mu'mineen and learning from them. And inshallah, Al-Aziz, we make dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their status. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.